Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Department of Labor's Shared Work Program, a program to help businesses and workers make it through the slow times. Learn more about this alternative to layoffs at sharedwork.mo.gov.
Governor Nixon has signed a bill expanding the reform of Missouri's municipal courts that began last year, but critics say it's not needed and politically motivated. Mike Lear has more.
The bill caps how much cities can collect from citizens for minor ordinance violations. First-time offenses are limited to $200 fines, and citizens can no longer be jailed for non-payment. Richard Sheets with the Missouri Municipal League says the bill is not needed.
I believe it was filed for political reasons, to make certain individuals' campaign soundbites.
Republican Senator Eric Schmidt, who is running for treasurer, sponsored the bill. He noted it had bipartisan support, including being signed by a Democratic governor.
The testament to the issue and how deeply people felt about making sure we reformed a system that wasn't working for the poor. It wasn't working for citizens. It was treating people as ATMs.
The bill expands on legislation that last year limited municipal traffic fines and fees. Mike Lear, Missouri Net.
Presidential candidate Hillary Clinton narrowly defeated Bernie Sanders in Missouri's primary election in March. But more Sanders delegates turned out to the Missouri Democratic Party state convention over the weekend. There were 321 delegates for Clinton and 453 for Sanders. Party Chairman Roy Temple says there was bickering among the campaigns at the convention, but he hopes Democrats will see the big picture.
If there are people that show up to any event like this and they're determined to cause conflict, they can probably succeed, but I operate under the assumption that people are here to do the work and to express enthusiasm for their candidate and to prepare for the fall election.
Some Sanders supporters say they don't trust Clinton, while Clinton supporters say Sanders is not a true Democrat. St. Louis police are seeking the public's help in identifying the person who shot a 3-year-old boy on Saturday night. The boy is listed in critical condition at the hospital. You're listening to news on Missouri Net. Two people have been flown by helicopter to University Hospital in Columbia after a Sunday afternoon plane crash in southern Cole County. Both the pilot and co-pilot were able to get out of the plane and tend to each other's injuries before authorities arrived. The Cole County Sheriff's Department says the plane crashed near Henley about 2:30 yesterday afternoon. The NTSB will start an investigation today. The new Miss Missouri is Erin O'Flaherty of St. Louis. She was crowned Saturday night at the pageant in Mexico. O'Flaherty was Miss City of Fountains. She's excited to take over for Mackenzie Garber, Miss Missouri 2015.
My ultimate goal will just to be to leave a legacy on this state that's of social change and passion, and I know that I have huge shoes to fill coming after Kenzie, so I'm so excited to pick up where she left off.
O'Flaherty beat out 29 other contestants. She'll represent Missouri in the Miss America pageant in September. You'll find more news online 24 hours a day at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to news on Missouri Net.